Dating help.
Texting help.
Approaching help.
Understanding the game.
It's time for the Man Mindset Dating Podcast Show.
With your host.
All the way from Planet Man.
Steve. The Dean Williams. Welcome to the Man Mindset Dating Podcast Show. With your host. All the way from Planet Man. Steve. The Dean Williams. Steve's been teaching men about the rules of dating for over 30 years. This podcast show is for all men. The single man, the man who wants to just date, and the man who's looking for a relationship. Get your crayons out and take down the information. Remember, guys, don't just listen to the message. Become the message. And now, it's game time!
All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another podcast with your boy, the Dean, www.manmindset.com. It's a show that's showing you guys out there the power and strength of being a man. Just wanted to chop up a little game with you guys. If you want to always check me out live, you can always go to youtube.com/Steve Williams. youtube.com/Steve Williams. We always live, do several live shows. Let's see here. We got one coming up, not this Sunday because of the Super Bowl, but we have something next Sunday. And then we have a show Monday, we have a show Tuesday, and we have a show Wednesday. All live shows where you can call in, check us out. Also, you can go to themanmindset.com. There we have free information for you. First time you go to the page, it's kind of a new taste for a lot of you guys that are new to this. You'll see the results of the work we've done with our clients. But also, outside of the work that we've done with our clients, you'll also have free stuff. We have free dating shows, cooking shows, and everything like that. We have everything under one roof for men. So with that being said, enough of that. Let's go ahead and get into the show today. A lot of guys are asking, have this issue and this problem when it comes to women, that they are under this assumption, because a lot of people are pushing this agenda of looks, and people think looks matter. I will say this. For some women, not all women, looks can get you into the door, but it won't get you a seat at the table. And see, as a man, I'm not even trying to get at the table. I'm trying to get her to get into the bedroom. So it's not even about the table, but I gotta let you guys know and have a understanding of how looks work and how all this stuff works. A lot of guys a lot of guys are under the impression that just because you don't look good is the reason why you're not having success with women. And that's not the truth, because here's the thing. A lot of good looking men can have problems with women because the game has never. See, what you'll learn from this is that you'll see that the game will never, ever be about women. And whatever a woman thinks is none of my business. She's allowed to like what she likes. But what most of you guys don't understand, a lot of you don't understand how women operate. There are women out there that love men that have muscle bodies. There are women that love skinny men. There are women that love guys with pot bellies. So there are women that don't like thin guys or muscular guys because they look feminine. Every woman has her own idea of what it is she's looking for in a relationship. But as my own man, that has nothing to do with me. I don't care. So what? Like what you like, girl. It's all good. It has nothing to do with me. You see, gentlemen, there are two things I want to teach you today about women and to understand. There's just two really simple rules. Number one, first rule of the game is women are like music. That's number one. That's the thing that a lot of guys need to understand. And the second thing they need to understand is the internal battle that a man will put a woman through. And if you can understand these two things, you will then hopefully stop using the I don't look good. You are what you are. Yes, the only thing you can, yeah, you can modify your body. You can get muscles if you want. You can fix your belly if you choose to. But if you're doing all these things for a woman, you automatically gonna lose because you are putting a woman above your own needs. And that's part of the problem. It's part of the problem. And I think a lot of guys, what they don't get and what they don't understand about these women is the internal battle. Let's talk about the internal battle first. You see, a lot of women out there have a battle that's going on between her body and her mind. Now, there's a third one I don't want to talk about. We'll talk about that later. And so the online dating membership for beginners. We'll talk about that. But for right now, we need to talk about this battle between the body and the mind, because most people don't understand how the internal battle is won, not by the woman, but who you are as a man. You see, gentlemen, a lot of these women are going to look at you in one or two ways. It's either you're going to capture her mind, or she's going to see something on you that she's interested in. Now, let me explain something to you. If a woman likes you for your looks or your body, and you don't have a mouthpiece, you can't put any flavor in her ear, any flavor in her eye, you can't spit that yak, can't make her smile, can't make her laugh, can't make her blush, can't make her think, can't make her react, can't do anything but look good and have a chiseled body, you're going to lose, because a lot of women don't want the looks competition. They don't want to deal with a guy that's always in the mirror, like kind of like metrosexual type stuff. And if you look good, like I said earlier, that is definitely going to get you into your foot in the door. I'm not going to say it's not. It's going to get you your foot in the door. But it's not going to get you a seat at the table. It will not get you a seat at the table. And that's something that you got to understand this game. It's very important to understand how this works, okay? It's important to know that a lot of guys get frustrated. They think, okay, I need the body. I need to work on my body. I need a good job. I need to look good. But again, number one, if you're doing it for a woman, you lost. Number two, if you have those things, you still are going to lose. Again, you may draw her in. It's no different. It's like an amusement park. It's like an advertisement. The advertising will draw you in, maybe with the steak or maybe the ice cream or whatever the product they're selling. It will draw you in because it looks tantalizing to the eye. So it means that, you know what, I gotta have this. But how many things have you seen that you were like, man, that looks good, and you tried it and you were like, ugh. And this is what I'm telling you, this is why the looks game isn't everything. Yes, some women like beautiful things. Yes, some women like bodies. But on the other hand, some women like chubby guys, some women like guys that have guts. Some women don't even care, because that's the body side of her. Remember, the body side of her is what she looking for. Maybe you fit her description. Maybe she wants a tall guy that's 6 foot or whatever. But regardless of what her body wants, we're not trying to attack the body. We're trying to go after the mind. And with that kind of power that you have, you can change the game up. And let me explain to you why, because a lot of guys don't understand this. You see, gentlemen, it is and it always will be, no matter how many ways you want to spin this, the body cannot text for you. Your looks cannot move mountains in her mind. Don't get it wrong. looking good or looking average is okay. That's going to, again, I want you to understand that you will get your foot in the door, but you will not get a seat at the table, because that is all about internally. And that's what we're here to teach you about. And that's the battle that's going on with women. It's the battle between the body and the mind. Now, why is it a battle between the body and the mind? Because if a woman sees you appealing with her eyes, and then you open up your mouth, basically a bad text message, basically any way you communicate, because you are the one constant, the way you communicate, that's going to kill you, because she's looking for experience to go with the looks. So if you have the looks, you better be attached with the experience. And most guys who have looks and bodies are too busy working on their looks and bodies instead of working on how they need to communicate. Okay, gentlemen. Now, with that being said, let's flip the script. Now, there are some guys out there that don't look good, that don't have her side, or that don't look the way she wants them to look. They don't have the body structure. They don't have all the things that she wants. He's not my height, that my ideal height. He's not. He doesn't look the way I want him to look. He doesn't have this. He doesn't have that. But there is something about the way he talks to that woman that makes her just like say, wait a second. I know this guy is not my ideal person, but he's doing things to me on a mental level that I just can't stop thinking about him. You remember, guys, now if y'all are new, y'all will learn, especially if you go to the YouTube, how I break down, or the live shows, how I break down the ways that you can attack a woman. And I don't mean attack. I'm talking about ways that you can put a little bit of yak, put a little bit of fire, a little bit of flavor in her ears and her eyes by the way you could communicate. You see, the guy that is average, or any guy, I don't care how you look, because I don't want you to stand on your looks, but I want to make sure when I talk to a woman, I'm going to hit her in four different ways. I got four choices, and I call it land, sea, air, and space. That's how I call it: land, sea, air, and space. Those are the four ways that I can go ahead and show her why I'm the opportunity and not her option. Because the average guy only does land, and that's just texting. That's all he does, if he can text at all. And I say it again, if he can text at all, he will just keep it at that. Some guys are bad at communicating, so they're not going to do the other things I'm talking about because they have a hard time communicating. So the best thing you can do if you're about this game is learning that you not only you're the one constant, but the way you communicate. And I want to show her by what? Not try. I will never try to prove myself. I'll never try to beg a woman to like me or be with me or anything like that. That kind of stuff is beneath me. I will never do that. What I will do, though, is I will always position myself to show her why I am the opportunity. And the way that I show her I'm the opportunity is straight positioning. If I can just position myself, I don't need to stand on my body. I don't need to stand on my looks. I don't need to stand on my height. I can just stand on what she's going to get when she gets with me. You see, guys, that's why I always push something that most guys have never even broke down. And that is the wine above my bed, the easel in my living room, or the colored lights in my bathroom, because I want to give her an experience of what it's going to be like to be with me versus trying to prove myself to her, beg for her crumbs, and get her to just say, you're such a sweet guy. No, I'm not like that. I'm not down for that. No, absolutely not. My whole thing is I want you to see that if you get with me, that it is going to be something that you're going to enjoy. It's going to be something I'm going to connect with on a emotional, erotic, and sexual level that most guys won't even touch on. I'm going to put the flavor in your ear by not going through land, but what I call sea, and that is voice message, and video. You're going to, well, the first level is voice message. So that's the flavor in your eye. I mean, your ear, excuse me. But the flavor in your eye is when I go on video. See? And then if I want to do a combination, space is going live. So I have four ways to talk and get at a woman where the average guy doesn't even use the one. But as I talk to these women, I position myself to show her why I'm the opportunity, why I am not running behind a woman. And see, I am the key to the battle that she's going to have internally, because on one hand, she's saying, well, wow, he's like 5'7", man. He's not my kind of guy. He doesn't have a chiseled body. Why would I want to be with someone like him? But also what I do is I use my competition to help me. And gentlemen, when you get the opportunity, if you go to YouTube, I break down the way you can use your competitors to give you the edge. I'm always looking to the edge by positioning myself. And if I position myself the right way, what's going to happen between myself and the woman is the battle isn't going to be about her to me. It's going to be her fighting her internal instincts. On one hand, she's going to find me very intriguing. She's going to be thinking about me all the time, and she's going to want to be with me in a more intimate way. But on the other hand, her body side is saying, he's not our type of guy. Why are you into this guy? Why are you thinking about this guy? You know, there are tons of other guys out there. Why do you want to be with this guy? What can he give us? But her mind will always beat the body, because when you access a woman's mind, you get access to everything. Gentlemen, get your crayons out and write that down. You get access to everything. And I want to make sure when I'm talking to that woman, I want access to everything by positioning myself. And if I can position myself, I know then that I can force her hand to making the choice. See, when I was young, I've been in the game since I was 9 years old. So one thing I learned from my mentor was it was just the rule of the vampire. Vampire rule is simply this. Vampire cannot enter anything unless he's invited in. So what I want to do is I don't want to beg my way to be invited in. I want her to make a mental choice to want me in so bad that she wants me more than breathing herself. That's how I want to do this. I want her to see me for who and what I am versus me trying to prove myself. And let me explain why. You see, gentlemen, if all you're doing is proving yourself to a woman, if all you're doing is bending over backwards and begging her, the sex is going to be boring. She's going to sit in her back, she's going to look up at the sky, she'll be thinking about soap operas, TV shows, Lifetime, and all that other cake stuff. And she's not going to be thinking about you. She's going to be just looking up in the sky being like, yeah, it's yours. Yeah, daddy. You know, all those fake words, because she's not going to be in it. But if you position yourself to show her where you're the opportunity, man, they will rip your clothes off. They will send you nude photos. They will be all that stuff you see in porn, all that dirty, nasty stuff. Man, let me tell you something. You can get a woman to do everything you see in porn, and you don't have to even beg her to do it, because this is something she will want to do, because in her eyes, she's trying to please you. That's how cold the game can be. And that's what I'm trying to break down from one perspective, because I want to take my time and let you get more clarity on this, because a lot of young men are just hearing things. You know, they just take things for, you know, somebody says something, they're like, oh, yeah, it's true because somebody said it. Nah, man, we ain't doing that over here. We're men. We don't do that kind of stuff. We handle things. But also in handling things, we've got to understand rule number one, even though we did rule number two first, we got to understand women are like music. And if you can understand this, And if you can learn how to adjust, you are going to be dangerous to every woman you meet. And let me explain this to you real quick. When you go out that door, you don't know who you're talking to. You don't know what kind of woman she is. You don't know anything about her personality. The only thing you know is how she looks. And where a lot of guys go wrong is how my mentor taught me. It's all in the music. And a lot of guys don't understand that women are like music. And we'll get it. I'm going to show you how deep it is. You see, my mentor taught me, okay, and what I mean by music, and follow me like this. You got your acoustic type women, you got your alternative, you got your blues, your classical, your country, your electronica, you got your hip hop, you got your Latin, jazz, pop, metal, rock, world, and R&B type women, okay? If we're looking at them, we're looking at them as music. So every woman has her favorite genre of music that fits her personality. But what a lot of people do not understand in all of this is how deep it is, how deep the game is when it comes to what I'm trying to show you right now. You see, most guys, I'll give you an example. Let's say the R&B guy meets the classical woman. They're not going to meet. They're not going to have anything. They're not going to connect because his mindset is on R&B. Versus the woman being on classical. But Steve, well, how do I solve this? Do I have to learn classical music? No, you don't. You see, gentlemen, when you stand on your square and you are sand, water, and air to a woman, meaning that you can go into any ecosystem and thrive in it, you win. And it's not just you being the R&B to her classical. We've got to get deep. It's deeper than just being to her classical. Well, let me give you an example. Let's take the electronica woman, okay? Let's take the electronica woman. You see, most people would just stop at one level because they're surface level. They'll just tell you, hey, you know, the electronica woman versus the R&B. But what my mentor taught me that women are even broken down into a greater part. It's not just the umbrella of electronica. It's what kind of electronica. Is she acid? Is she big beat? Is she break beat? Is she dance? Is she down tempo, drum and bass? Is she dubstep? Is she EDM? Is she industrial? Is she noise? Is she techno, trance, tribal hip hop, house, hardcore? Game soundtrack is really the cosplay girl, but I'm just giving you an example of how deep it is. And see, this is where a lot of guys go wrong because they look at the woman at face value of what she is versus her showing you what she is through her character. And that's why I always tell you when I'm trying to meet a woman, I'm trying to text, I'm trying to find out character. I'm trying to find out what is she bringing to my world? What is she bringing to my world that is different from everybody else? And if she can't show me those things, then she's not worth my time. And that's the key to all of this. Every woman out there has a different personality. And just because she looks good does not mean that she has a higher standard. A good looking woman, hey, she can. And let's say she's a jazz woman. But I ask you this question. What kind of jazz woman is she? Is she acid jazz? Is she Dixieland? Is she free jazz? Jazz fusion, jazz general, lounge, modern jazz, smooth jazz, swing. What kind of jazz woman is she? The only way you're going to find out is letting her show you her character. And once you can figure out what her character is, that's when you can go ahead and pull her out of that ecosystem into yours because she's going to be more intrigued about who you are, how you stand on what you stand on. And a lot of women are not used to that. A lot of women are not used to men being a jack of all trades. I want to know everything. I want to know. It's something I always call learning all the instruments. You see, gentlemen, the man that can learn all the instruments is the most dangerous man, because that's the man doesn't need anybody. And what I'm saying is learning all the instruments. One thing that I learned when I was young, I had to learn how to learn the instruments first by watching a movie in 1983 when I was like, what, 12, 13 years old? I was a huge Michael Jackson fan, man. I used to, you know, wear the glitter glove and everything. Don't judge me. I was breakdancing, wore the glitter glove and everything. Love Michael. But my mentor made me go watch this movie called Purple Rain. Had to go watch Purple Rain. And as I watched Purple Rain, I began to realize that this, you know, it wasn't about him being short. It wasn't about the boots and all that other stuff. There was something a little bit different about him that my mentor was breaking him down. And he was saying that what makes him so cold isn't how tall he is or his looks and everything like that. It's that he can do the one thing, and that is play all the instruments. And it's not just the drums. It's not just the bass. It's not just the guitar. It's not just the piano. He can mix it down, engineer it, arrange it, compose it, produce it, perform it. He has his hand in everything. That makes him dangerous. And what my mentor told me, the man that can play all the instruments. But what are the instruments when it comes to being a man? The instruments when it comes to being a man is smooth, sensual, sexual, seductive, romantic, kinky, dirty, nasty, freaky, naughty. These are the instruments that you must do and must possess, because it is this person that not only can be dangerous, but what makes him dangerous is the way he communicates. I can communicate sexuality, sensuality. I could be sexual, sensual. I could be anything through the way I communicate. Land, air, sea, space. Any thought that I have, I can transfer that into a text message, voice message, video going live, knowing that I can position myself to break whatever battle that's going on between her mind and her body to win, because what she will do is I will force her not to look at me for what I have and what I don't have. I am going to position myself to make her look at the next man to see what he has versus what I have, what he doesn't have versus what I have. She may look at the guy and says, yes, he's got a nice body, and yes, he's cute, but when I talk to him, it's dull, it's boring, it's not fun. But when I talk to that little MF, that little short dude over there, he's making me laugh. He's making me smile. He's making me blush. He's making me think. He's making me react. He's making me wonder why me of all people. He's challenging me to be more than just a body. He's challenging me to prove myself to him. What an ad. What a jerk. What an a-hole. What a selfish, conceited person he is. How can he think and how can he do that? But yet, I can't stop thinking about him. And gentlemen, that is what I'm trying to get you to see right now. I will never, ever try to position myself to prove myself. I'm not going to beg for a woman. I'm not going to kiss her ass. I'm not going to tell her what she wants to hear, because I don't care enough about women to do that. But I know when I have a woman that I must figure out the code. Not the woman, but the code. And the code, gentlemen, is the internal mental, the mindset, her personality, and figuring out what music she is. What is she? Is she alternative? Okay, I'm feeling that. But what? But I need to go deeper, because is she, I don't know, is she goth? Is she grunge? Is she pop punk or post-punk? Is she dance punk? Is she Britpop? What is she? Is she okay, R&B? You know what I mean? Okay, she's R&B. But is she funk, gospel, soul, smooth R&B? What is she? And when she begins to show me what she is, that's when I can make the proper adjustments and win in all this. That's the key thing. Making the proper adjustments to win. That's all I'm trying to do, is adjust to win. I am not trying to adjust to please somebody. That's not who I am. I'm not a people pleaser. But what I want to say in closing it is, always remember, gentlemen, that your looks, if you're thinking about looks, you've already lost, because what you're saying is, I'm not good enough, and who I am is not good enough. What I'm saying to you guys out there is, don't make it about the looks. Stand on your name, stand on your reputation, and stand on your square. The more you stand on your square, the more you win. And gentlemen, if you like what you hear, and hey, if you have any questions, you got choices. Call into our live show. We kick it all the time. Or, gentlemen, send me an email, themanmindset@gmail.com. Themanmindset@gmail.com. But you know, in closing, one thing I always do on my live shows that I also do here periodically is let you guys know, after you listen to this and before you close your eyes and go to bed, take a moment and think about the graveyard. Always remember, everybody in there had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. You live every day like it is your last, and you're going to come out winning. I'm sorry. But I got your back. Get with your boy. Let's go. Peace.